Well, the Lebanese parliament convened in an open session on Thursday, August 13, and declared a state of emergency in Beirut. What does a state of emergency mean? It actually grants the army exceptional powers over civilian matters and the city's security matters, and all armed units, including the internal forces and all other security forces in Beirut. According to this legislative decree, the army during a state of emergency will have the power to try civilians in military courts for crimes related to breach of security, prohibit gatherings it deems a threat to security, shut down sites of assembly, set curfews, censor media, impose house arrests, enter homes at any given time for security purposes, issue fines, and deport suspects who pose a security threat. The Speaker of the Parliament had also called for Thursday's session in order to question the minister on the blast. However, with the cabinet's resignation, it was no longer possible. The session opened with a moment of silence for the more than 171 civilians killed in the blast. And we witnessed also the resignation of 8 parliament members, which was immediately accepted and confirmed by Parliament Speaker Nabi Berri.
The measures that were enacted seem more directed towards the protests that are taking place throughout Beirut and Lebanon in response to the blast, rather than looking more into the root cause of it.
Well, some of the people in Lebanon and political entities and activists have seen these measures as measures against the protests and against the media, because we have seen political entities, and especially the Free Patriotic Movement, that is the party that the president came from, they actually stated that some media outlets are going beyond freedom of expression and something that is against the protests.
Speaking of these protests, in terms of getting exactly what they want, systemic change in Lebanon, have they been able to galvanize any sort of cohesive movement to move toward that outcome?
Well, number one on the list was the resignation of the cabinet. So far, this has been achieved, but we cannot expect more than that. Until now, the explosion has fueled a lot of outrage and protests against the top political leaders and led to the resignation of the government Monday. However, now the cabinet is now caretaker capacity. We don't have any signs that something cohesive or something that big is ready to change the political scene. Even the resignations that were presented by parliament members were not enough to break the parliament and call for early elections. So early elections were also number two on the list for protesters. I think we'd have to wait for the developments to see anything solid happening in Beirut in terms of drastic change.